Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about letting go. And today I want to change things up just a little bit. Still within the same theme, but moving a little outside of what we discussed the last few days. And today I want to talk about letting go of grudges. Letting go of anger. The victim always blames other people for their problems. The victim always has drama because somehow, some way, they were wronged by somebody. Somebody did something so terrible to them that they have a story to talk about that they choose to share with so many people. And with the victim comes anger, and that anger is toxic. It eats you up inside. Victims become very, very angry in life. And why? Why? Because they have to stand on ceremony because they feel like they weren't treated the way they should have been treated. Somebody disrespected them. All these issues that people have around things. Why go through all that? And now here we are at the holidays. Now is a perfect time to release some of that anger that you may be feeling towards somebody. Because at the end of the day, we all have a filter. And within that filter, we take things different ways. And so the way things actually happen and the way they perceive them, there's probably some difference there. And certainly the way the other person perceives them, there's difference there as well. And somewhere in the middle of all that is what actually happened. But we have reactions to what's going on. We tend to push back. Many of us get very, very defensive. And the challenge is it's all about this idea of grudges. Why do it? Just let go. And I know with people, we feel like we want to stand on ceremony, but think of it this way. If that person that you're holding a grudge against suddenly got sick, you know, to a point where they were terminally ill, you know, how would you feel? And how would you feel if maybe you didn't even get a chance to get back to them? None of us knows when our last day will be. You don't know it for yourself. You don't know it for other people around you. Life is fleeting. If we simply let go of the anger, not only would we feel better, but everybody around us would feel better. Nobody wants to hear your drama stories. They just don't. Nobody wants to be around people that are victims. It's just not a wonderful place to be and not a good space. So why not to use this opportunity to just analyze some of the people that you have in your life that you may be holding grudges against? Why not use the holidays as a time to forgive? Whether you reach out or not, just forgive from your own point of view. If you want to take that extra step and reach out to them, then that's great. But even if you don't, just for your own sake, just do what you have to do to release that anger. Let it go. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator every day, just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I simply ask for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. So just commit to getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to wrap up our whole discussion on letting go. For today, I just want you to identify a few people in your life that you're holding grudges against. And I want you to find a way to get past those grudges. Forgive the people that you're angry with. And if you want to let them know and reach out to them, great. But if you don't, just forgive people. Eliminate the anger. Get on with your life. Start to notice how much better you feel once you've gotten that anger out of your system.